Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, you're listening to In the Arms of the Angels, and we are on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. with Dr. Connie. We'd like everybody to call in and ask your questions and get some readings and hear what the angels have to say to you. So if you could call 646-716-9663, that's 646-716-9663. We've been kind of taking time on each show to announce that the normal Blog Talk Radio, or as we call it, Spiritual Connections main show, which runs every Thursday at 9:30, that tonight's going to be the last night for that show running on Thursdays, and we'll have a show this tonight at 9:30, and then we'll actually have a show on Monday because we're actually moving to Mondays at 8 o'clock, and we'll have a show coming up after the weekend. So Monday at 8 p.m. will actually be our new time slot, and that's for the Mark Rawson and Pam Latour Spiritual Connections main show, which runs every Thursday. So all the rest of the shows, like Dr. Connie's and everything, are staying in the normal time slot. So if you want to find out more about these changes and everything and all the great shows that we have on Spiritual Connections Radio, and, of course, everybody's website links are up there. So if you're not quite sure how to get a hold of Dr. Connie and take a look at all the great services that she's offering, including her new email reading that's available now, you can get the links off of the main website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I'm going to turn the show over to you, Dr. Connie.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Good evening. It's great to have you on.
Thank you. Good evening. It's a blessing and a pleasure to be here. And I would like to open with a prayer. God, that all there is, and the heavenly bodies that surround you, for the angels that surround us, for our higher selves, for our ascended masters, for watching every step we take, for knowing every breath we take, for walking with us in our darkest times, for walking with us when the sun is bright, for knowing in our hearts who we are and what we are, and that you always move in a loving, unconditional, supportive way to move us to the best we can be. Please give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and let this message fall on fertile ground. Thank you. I felt led this evening to talk about relationships. And I have some messages that are directly from the angels. And I really felt like that they wanted me to share these with you. And the first thing that they want me to share is that people try too hard. That we put our faith in working out at the gym, buying beauty products, joining the latest weight loss fad. And there's a difference between wanting to look nice because you love and honor yourself, and spending time and money on products to somehow make you feel better, that if you don't have this particular look, that you're going to be less than, and no one's going to hire you, or no one's going to pay attention to you, or no one's going to love you. The angels say it's going from the outside in. And that when you do that, you fall prey to fear of not being good enough. And when we have that fear, that's when we get into the judging, the criticizing, measuring ourselves against somebody else. And that we've bought into the lie that a pretty or handsome face or a great wardrobe or a number on a scale or the size on a clothing label will somehow make up for the hole or the void that is within us. And that once this shallow facade is uncovered, then there is nothing. I was reminded of the scriptures about when Jesus would be talking about where you build your house and where you build your foundation. And for some, they build it on sand. And then when the wave comes, just like when you make your sandcastle at the beach, when the wave comes, everything that you've worked so hard to attain is gone. People hurt themselves physically by exercising wrong or exercising too much, not eating enough, not eating the right food. So at a conscious or unconscious level, within relationships, how we are somehow going to be, our success is going to be measured on our outside appearance. That some of us are willing to do damage to our bodies. And what the angels are telling me is that they stand because they can't come in and help without our permission. That they stand and they watch. And they tell me that it's very, very painful to watch and see what we do in our fear and in our desperation. And in our trying to fill this void, that we, end up doing damage to ourselves. The angels are very clear that beauty comes from within, and it's not a catchphrase. The angels say that's all there is. All there is to us is the beauty and the love and the essence flow and the connection that radiates within us. And when we connect with that in those moments, when we are truly in the presence of that essence, our very souls know that that is all there is. And that what we radiate is enough. And what we radiate is sufficient. And that we don't have to damage ourselves to try to work so hard to present this image. Because when we get in touch with our essence, we know that we have found our true selves. It's very easy to differentiate the true groundedness that we feel versus the shallow, fearful facade that, we want everyone to see. The angels are asking us to honor our body. And this is done in a variety of ways. Obviously, it's the food that we eat, eating the right food that fits for your particular blood type or body style, because we are made of energy, what we ingest is going to have an effect on that energy. For light workers, who tend to be, the vibration tends to run a little higher and they're more sensitive, then knowing what you eat and what you drink, or how much you eat or how much you drink, is vital in keeping your energetic vibration at the highest level possible. Moving, exercising. You don't have to run a marathon. You can walk around the block. You can dance. You can, some people, you know, I like putting on when I'm cleaning the house, I like putting on my favorite music and just kind of dancing around like when I clean the house. Walking, looking out, walking is great. If you're able to get out when it's warm, or when it's safe, if it's not too icy or whatnot, but to be able to be out in nature and feel the energy that's available outside and there is inside, but there's a number of different ways that you can move your body, and again, going to the gym isn't bad. It's just the emphasis and the priority and the come from that you have about going to the gym. So the angels are not against going to the gym and looking great, and it's the putting your faith and trust in how your body looks that begins to cause the problems for a lot of people, because they put more emphasis on their outer image than they might on their inner self. The angels desire the body to be healthy. And what the angels want to do is to fill each cell of our body with the love that they feel for us. They want us to love us as much as they do. They want us to know them and to call on them. Any number of ways can imagine having the angelic presence fill each cell in your body. You can imagine a pure white light coming through your crown chakra. You can imagine breathing in the essence of the angels, but not only breathing it in, but as you breathe it in, imagine the colors of the angels, and we have spoken a little bit about this in past shows. And I'll just use Michael for example. He's like a royal blue or a royal purple. So Archangel Michael, for many of us, wants us to know how much he is there for us, how much he protects us, how much he defends us, how he is there to be an ally for us. So what I would do would just be imagine that color and breathing in that color and just imagining it touching every cell in my body. And then as I exhale, any negativity that I have, any doubts, fear, judgment, anxiety, depression, any of those lower-based energies, I would just, as I'm exhaling, I would just blow those out, and I would inhale Michael again. And then I would, on the exhale, blow out those, whatever's holding me back from, you know, from moving forward. So it's vital. The angels are dying for us to have a relationship with them, and to really, when the angels surround us, to really know that we're protected, and anything that happens, we go under the protection of the angels. So find whatever works for you, because the angels are telling me that one of their desires is to, for have, they can, they want to teach us how much they love us, because very few, if any of us, truly love ourselves unconditionally. And that's what the angels' desire is let us show you what that feels like, so that you can begin to develop that for yourself. So one of the most important relationships that the angels want us to develop is the one that we have with ourselves. The angels say that they are aware of how lonely many of us are, how we want to have this abundant love relationship. And they want us to, the angels want us to know that they ache along with us, that they truly feel what we are going through. Because what happens is, so I get my heart broken, I don't like the pain, so I immediately turn to something so that I don't hurt. So I'm going to find another relationship, or I'm going to go eat, or I'm going to shop, or I'm going to do, you know, drink or smoke, or I'm going to do something, because I just don't want to hurt. I don't want to feel it. It's too painful. It's too uncomfortable. And what the angels want for us is for us to call upon them and let the angels fill our loneliness. Let the angels be our source of healing, instead of us just bouncing from, you know, one bad event to another. And if any of you have ever been a rebound relationship, or have gotten into a rebound, you are the one that is rebounding. It doesn't work, and it ends up just causing more pain. And the angels are saying, let us be there. Call on us. Call on us to come in and fill that space in you that is hurt. And when we begin to heal that, that will move toward building the kind of relationships that you want, because it's going to fill that void that we were looking for in the relationship to begin with. So, for example, I'll pick on Mark, since I know he's on the other end of the line here. So I want this relationship. I'm lonely. Lonely, want a relationship, I want someone, you know, I want someone to be there, and I have all these expectations for a relationship. So now I've got my eyes set on Mark. So when I enter this relationship with Mark, I have an expectation that I have not sat down and said, okay, Mark, here's the deal. When you get into a relationship with me, here's what I want. I'm just going to hand you this piece of paper, and I'm going to tell you exactly my expectation from you for me to feel good in this relationship. I don't do that. So now I just go in and just think that Mark's just going to automatically know that I want him to text me, you know, 2 times a day, and I want him to call me every day for lunch, and I want date nights 3 nights a week and whatever. So then when I don't get that, I look at Mark and I say, how come you're not making me happy? I have these expectations and you're just not feeling it. I feel miserable in this relationship and I don't want to be with you anymore because you don't make me feel good. One of the things, so I have this kind of toxic thought process. Somehow Mark is responsible for making me feel good. And it is Mark's responsibility to fill this emptiness that I feel inside. 2 things that are wrong with that. Obviously, one is unbeknownst to him, I've come in with all of my baggage and expect him to take care of me. So I'm constantly looking at why aren't I getting what I need from this relationship? How come? And then the problems start and the conflicts start and the questions start and I'm unhappy and he's unhappy. And for most relationships, you never find the middle ground. So I took, instead of going to God and my angels and saying, I have this void in me. I have this deep need to be loved. I have this deep need to be nurtured. I have this deep need to know that I'm cared for and I'm special. And angels, what I need from you and what I'm asking and giving you permission to do for me is teach me how to fill that void within myself, to teach me how to not continue with toxic thoughts and toxic behaviors that are going to just go into the next relationship. And most of us just work so hard trying to make relationships work, and we spend, you know, hours pounding out, you know, problems and talking, and we're just not fulfilled. And that's because I am looking at another person to do for me what I have to do for myself. And the more complete I feel when I get into a relationship with Mark, the less I have to take from him. And I don't know if you've ever been in a relationship where you feel like someone's just zapping your energy. And you feel like you give and you give and you give and it's just never enough. Or you feel like that you're just always having to grasp and you know, grab hold and whatever you can do. But that's where we find ourselves, and this is kind of the stopping point where the angels are saying, this is what we want to do for you. We want you to love you the way we love you, and the only way you can do that is to let us come in and teach you how to do that. And on the surface, it sounds good. It, for a lot of people, it may sound rather anticlimactic. No, I don't want to learn how to love me. I just want to get a relationship and have somebody else love me. The problem is that they don't last. The problem is that it's hollow. The problem is that I'm never going to get what I want from this person because nobody on earth can give me what I have to give to myself. The other problem is, besides the fact that I have now put expectations on Mark that he cannot possibly keep, it pulls me away from focusing on my divine purpose. My purpose in coming into this world is not to be in a relationship. I'm going to say that again. You might want to write this down. Your purpose for being on this planet at this time, in this lifetime, is not to be in a romantic relationship. So having said that, and I have more to say, I think I will let Mark come back on now that I've just battered and bruised him and beat him up totally.
I don't know. That that codependent relationship sounded pretty good. I'll come in and take care of you.
You can only give me so much before you run for the hills. So.
So, you know, for the non-spiritual people out there, unfortunately, I mean, most relationships that exist today are codependent.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of the nature of things. But I think for a lot of us, we inspire to have something more. You know,
I have more to say to that, but I wanted to kind of break it there because it just, yeah, you're exactly right. It's just, that's what we want is come take care of me.
Yeah. There seems to be an interesting philosophy that I've always had, and that is, you know, on the one side of the spectrum, there's this codependent relationship, which I feel is probably 99% of all the relationships that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you go to the other side of the spectrum, according to all the gurus and the spiritual teachings of so many different religions and practices, you're supposed to become so self-loving in who you are that you don't even need a person at all. You know, that you can actually be so self-loving, there's no reason to even be with a partner. And I like to think there's a middle ground, and that is two spiritual people who are on their own paths, who basically respect each other, they mirror each other for each other's growth, and they decide at that point, because neither of them need the other, that they do decide or they make a choice to walk a path together. And I call that a true spiritual partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. So for everybody that's listening, this is In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. She's on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'd love for you to call in and get some angel readings and, you know, answer any questions you might have as far as guidance goes. And you can do that by calling 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. If you haven't had a chance to go check out all the freebies and great things that Dr. Connie has on her website, make sure to check out her website, which is drconniesays.com. And if you forget that link, if you go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com and go to the show listing, you'll see her website link is listed there all the time. With that, I will hand it back to you, Dr. Connie.
All righty. Thank you. And thank you for letting me pick on you. So, I may do so again.
Oh, not at all.
No, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let me repeat one more time as I start the continue on, that the reason that we are here on this earth at this time, in this lifetime, is not to be in a romantic relationship. That's not the goal. Not the purpose that we came for. The angels say that we hurt to watch you work so hard to gain your heart's desire, only to draw to you a cheap imitation of what we desire for you. Trust us. Trust that we know what you desire in relationships. We were there when you, in your heavenly eternal self, decided on what you needed in this life. We work closely with you then and now. We know what you decided to have in this life, and as such, we sent, at your request, those people and situations to move you forward. So what the angels are saying is, we all made a choice when we came into this lifetime of what we wanted to accomplish. And that is our divine purpose. That is our calling. Or in the church that I grew up in, it was God's will. So however you want to couch it. So in your heavenly, eternal self, in your highest the highest being that you are, you decided what you needed in this life, fulfill your divine purpose. Caroline Mitz, in her book, Sacred Contracts, says that, and I tend to believe her, says that we contract with souls that will come into our lives and for the most part wound us. And we are wounded so that we learn the life lessons in order to move us forward. We have chosen situations that have wounded us so that we can work through those situations as a life lesson so that we can move forward. Some of you are out of work. Some of you, your money is tight. Some of you, your heart's desire is just to be loved and held and nurtured and cuddled and to know you're not alone. Some of you are sick. You don't feel good. You're in chronic pain or you have a disease. Some of you have lost a loved one. Some of you have lost a child. Have miscarried, can't get pregnant, even with fertility drugs. I had a client who had 3 complete blood transfusions, in her desire to get pregnant. Some are battling other situations. What the angels are telling me and what I know to be true in my heart is that we in our divine self have in this lifetime chosen to have the people in our life who have wounded us, the situations in our life that have not worked out. And we look at ourselves and we say, what did I do wrong? how come things are like they are? How come I'm not good enough to be, you know, in a relationship? Or how come I'm not lovable? Or how come I can't get that job? I'm as smart as the next guy. I'm smarter than most people here. What am I doing wrong? And it's when we look at it and stay on that plane, we are always going to be defeated. Because we are only looking at it on the earthly plane. But we are not earthly beings. This is not it's an earthly situation, but it's not an earthly situation because it's kind of a life school. This is my life lesson. And it's really when I have struggled to get through something that I have reaped the most rewards and learned. And I am not promising you that your life is going to be easy and that you have all the answers and you can snap your fingers and the angels stand at attention and it just happens. But I am telling you what the angels are telling me is that we know what you decided to have in this life, and as such, we sent at your request those people and situations to move you forward. And it is when we come to a place of acceptance and when we come to a place of this is where I need to be in this journey, so God, let me learn this lesson, that we get through it. When we look more at our spiritual plane and stay focused there as opposed to the earthly plane and look at the trials and tribulations, and most of us and a lot of us have been through hell and back. But I know that everybody listening to this program survived it. And even at those moments when we said, I don't even know if I want to be here anymore. Well, if you're listening to this program, I know you decided to believe in God and the angels. Through the trenches that you will feel the angels' wings around you. And one of the life purposes for most of us, and I would bet most people listening to these broadcasts, and I have said before, are probably earth angels and light workers. We came to connect with people who have denser energy. And when we came into this lifetime, part of our purpose was to rid ourselves of those thoughts and behaviors and emotions that keep us at the lower energetic level so that we become less dense as we have shed the lessons that we've learned and the thought processes that we've attained and the growth that we make changes us energetically. It moves us at a higher vibration so that we're able to touch more people. And the lesson that we've learned, we now are able to relate to a vast number of people who have gone through the same thing. Watch me. Look at me. I survived. I got through it. Let me show you how I. So when you look at your trials and tribulations on that plane, this is where the angels can meet you and work with you. And make possible what it is you chose to do when you came here to begin with, which is not to be in a relationship. And I couldn't agree more with what Mark said. I do think that there are people who their hearts are so full and content, they don't really need anybody because they're so focused on the really good things they're doing in their life and focusing on their purpose. And when relationships come to those people, it's like icing on the cake. It's like, Mark, I don't need you, but I am so blessed to have you, and we walk side by side. But I don't need anything from him, and he doesn't need anything from me because we stand solid in our spiritual walk. But let's say that I'm on my spiritual journey at the intersection that Mark and I were supposed to meet. Let's say we just bypassed each other. We just didn't get there at the same time. My life would still be complete because it's not dependent on me having met Mark. So your life will be complete because it's not dependent on one certain person. It is dependent upon learning your life lessons and allowing the angels to teach you how loved you are, how needed you are in the divine plan. And sometimes the only way to do that is to keep relationships not coming as quickly as most of us would want, so that we don't get caught up in, oh, gee, I need you, and then lose focus on what our purpose is. Can you have a relationship and a divine purpose? Yeah, absolutely. But when I began focusing more on my earthly stuff, whether it's my job or my money or my relationship or my health or whatever, and less on my divine walk, that's what makes my life more dense. That's what makes my problems more difficult to overcome.
Hey, Dr.
The angels,
Connie.
Yes.
Are you ready to take a caller?
Oh, sure.
Okay, Jan. I'm sorry, Jen. Jen, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hello, Dr.
Hello,
Connie.
How are you? Yes.
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. I called in for an angel reading, but I just want to say this is a very good conversation. I'm just so tired. I'm tired of everything repeating itself.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I look at it as like being in a revolving door, and when we learn the life lesson, we don't have to go through the door anymore. And sometimes we learn our lessons at a different level, but at least we know we're moving forward. But yeah, I've been in revolving door situations too, and it's just, it gets me nowhere fast.
Well, and so when we have surrendered to it and know that we thought that we got the lesson, but the lesson keeps coming back.
Well, it's possible that it's coming back at a different level. It's like the proverbial layers of the onion. I would dare to say that the way that you approach this problem now is different than the way you approached it before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's part of your life lesson, and this is you came in needing whatever core thing is changing within you. you came in needing, really needing to hone that core piece of you. And the universe is ready and you're ready to say, okay, let's just do this. Let's just cut away all this stuff that I've brought, all this protection that I have around me. Let's just do the big surgery right now and just start cutting it off. So the universe says, okay, do that. Okay, you got through that. Great. Now do that. Well, it's just like I just did. No, it's different. Now do that. And you just walk through the same thing over and over. But each time you do it, you handle it differently. And you've learned more, and you handle it in a higher way.
Okay. I feel like handling it differently, I just want to ignore it.
Well, you could. You have that choice. You have that choice. And you can ask your angels, this is really going faster than I thought. What do I do? But my sense is that you chose this time when you came into this body. You chose this time and this place to say, okay, let's just do it all really quick, because once I get this done, I can move on to this next level.
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion would be walking very close with your angels, finding ways to nurture yourself, whether it's taking a bubble bath or taking a walk or, taking a trip, depending on your time and your finances. But I know time you revisit this situation. It's like I see the angels with this big hammer and chisel, and they just chunk off another piece of this protection that you have around you that keeps you from shining in your divine self.
Okay.
One of the things that I was going to say real quickly right before that you called was, let me find it because I had it. Okay, so for some of you, we know that the relationships have been very painful. And in those times, we hold you. So you get to learn the loving presence of your angels and the spiritual walk, and what you want to do in this place for you is a crossroads. And you get to decide with your angels and with your higher self whether you want to just step off and take a little breather and sort of regroup, which you can do, or if you want to just continue plowing through. And even though it feels like Groundhog Day and you wake up the same day doing the exact same thing, you're really not. But either decision is okay. If you're not, there's no wrong decision. I'm going to pull a couple of cards from. I feel like this is, the silence is deafening, so I don't know what you're thinking, but it's really, whatever you're thinking is really loud.
Oh, well, I was just listening to you, and as you write, I'm thinking, it's over and over this lifetime. I know I didn't come here for this.
You may have come to overcome this particular event. This may be your signature event, that once you get past this, if you will be lifted to a different plane. This situation may be exactly why you came, but you chose it. You chose to come in with these people or situations that are going to knock you to your knees.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that Michael wants, Archangel Michael wants you to know, is that God's in charge. That no matter how many times you wake up and, you know, it's Bill Murray Day all over again, God is completely in charge of what's going on with you. And I guarantee you, I know that I know that you're handling this differently. And I see the angels. I can see them like this beautiful sculpture that's being built, and this essence and beauty, and it's marble, and it's pink and white, and and every time you go through this thing again, the essence of you continues to show as more of this stuff, this lesson, life lessons that you're learning, as more of that is knocked off, then this beautiful goddess kind of emerges from this big marble slab. So every time you go through this, you could say, thank you, God, you knocked off another big chunk. Thank you, that's one less time I have to go through this.
Okay.
Michael's telling me that you are emerging into new beginnings and a fresh start. And part of that is just going to be your mindset of thank you for allowing me to experience what I came here for, because I know it's my growth. I know this propels me forward into my life purpose, because there are going to be people that you're going to be able to touch after having gone through this that you would never have been able to touch before.
Okay. I feel like it's taken an awful long time.
Yes, ma'am. I hear what you're saying. Sometimes it feels like it is forever.
It's like, am I going to leave this world before it happens?
Well, I doubt it. I really think that there is going to be closure, especially when Michael tells me that there is a fresh start and a new beginning for you. But I also believe that the beginning of the new beginning is your attitude. If I get up in the morning and say, thank you, God, another big chunk has been, you know, chipped away from my beautiful essence, the thing that holds me back, gee, I have less of that now. It's a pretty, you know, pretty good way to wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, oh, my God, do I have to go through this again? Gee, I wish I could just stay in bed all day.
No, I don't have that attitude at all.
I'm just giving you both extremes.
Yeah.
But it's one of the reasons, and I hope you listened to the broadcast, and if you didn't, I hope you go back and listen to it. But you chose it. This is the package that you came in with.
Yes. I do believe I chose it. I just find it hard that I have to keep repeating it when I think I've learned it.
Well, you've learned it at,
mm-hmm.
but you
I'm
haven't
learning
learned
it at different levels.
You haven't
yes.
learned it at the next level.
Yes, yes, I have a new way of looking at it now.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you.
You're very welcome.
That is helpful.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you, and I know you're going to get through it because you have the resolve and the will to do that.
Yes, I do. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dr. Connie, it's Mark. Can you pull a couple cards for me from the angels and see what they have to say? They've been standing around me for quite a while for the last couple of days.
Yeah, but you need to, you're in a, it sounds like you're in a well. I don't know if that's me or you.
No, that's me.
There you are.
Okay.
See, mute is a wonderful thing when it works, and it just doesn't work real well when it doesn't work. Okay, pull a couple cards for you. That's all I heard.
Yeah, I said, if you could pull a couple cards for me and tell me what the angels have to say. They've been hanging around me for about 3 days now, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, right. You know, I had this reading recently, and it's like a veil was lifted, and I can see them. I mean, I can just see them so much clearer now than what I could. So for the caller, and I'm so sorry I didn't write your name down, but that's also a perk. When you go through the stuff, you're more sensitive. You're so much more sensitive. Well, part of it is just because they're helping you let go of the fear that you have right now. So they're just there as a support for you. They're reminding you that, again, you created the situation because this is something you chose when you came in. So you did create the situation, but you have the power to change it.
Okay.
So I think their presence there is just like, everybody is going, is it Yankee Stadium, and everybody's pushing toward the seats to get in, you know, before the game starts, and there's like this mass push. I can just see all these angels. The ones surrounding you are only the ones you can see. There's a bunch behind you, and it's like it's your time now. And there's a piece of you that's still trying to hold back, and they're going, no. This is what you really want. This is what you've asked for. So it's like they're there, but there's all these legions of angels behind them, you know, kind of pushing and nudging you forward to help you step out and move past the fear and step into what it is you really want. They're also saying to either, and I don't know, you can interpret this, either you need energy work done to sort of shift some of this, or you need to continue doing your energy work because doing that will help shift you.
Sounds good. Thank you. And
you're welcome.
As always, it's great to have you on Thursday nights. And everybody, you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. She is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to find out more about her and her services, make sure to check out her website at drconniesays.com. And with that, I say good night. Good night, Connie.
Good night, Mark. Thank you so much. Good night, everyone.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio.